case you haven't heard of it, what are the five languages of love? Remember?
咁愛嘅語言有五樣。
Touch.
第一樣係接觸。
Any others? Gifts or gifts of love? Yeah.
係要俾第二樣係俾禮物啦。
Another one.
愛嘅禮物。
Okay, words. Okay, verbal affirmation, right?
第三，我哋要肯定佢，用語言去肯定佢。要啊，要服啊服務，要啊，同埋俾時間佢。唔係話單單係有質素嘅時間，而係仲要俾好多嘅時間，係有質量嘅時間。咁每個家庭咧，唔係話一定呢五樣嘅。咁我哋中國人華人最叻就係、佢讀書讀得叻，咁父母就獎啲嘢，送個禮物俾佢。
But there are North American children will have verbal and time and touch as important.
但係喺加拿大嘅家長咧，就多數咧就用語言去肯定佢，又會拍下攬下佢，又會俾時間同佢玩。
That is cultural, but it varies from person to person.
呢啲係我哋文化嘅差異，但係每個家庭都有少少轉唔同嘅。
Leads us to a very important concept.
咁呢度提到我哋一个好重要嘅要素。
Every bridge is to a different person.
因为每一道桥咧，去接连好另外一个人嘅。
So the way you loved one child is different than the way you love another child.
咁我哋爱一个细路同爱另外一个细路仔系唔同嘅。
Some children require a lot of touch and time with them.
有啲細路仔係好鍾意父母攬佢錫佢。
Some children need to hear that you love them.
有啲細路仔呢係鍾意聽到父母讚賞佢。
And the key is that if you don't know their language of love, try all of them.
咁如果你唔知道你嘅細路仔屬於邊一類型呢，你就五樣都試。
And see which they respond to.
睇下邊一樣嘢佢嘅反應係最好嘅。
In Europe, I used to work in Europe. There, you know, all of them look the same. I don't know which country people are from.
咁咧，阿譚牧師曾經去過歐洲做事。咁嗰陣時咧，所有歐洲人咧都差唔多樣嘅。
If you meet a stranger and they speak, you don't know if they speak German or French or English or Spanish or Hungarian or Russian.
咁嗰度啲歐洲人咧，有啲就講德文，有啲講匈牙利文，有啲講法文，即係。蘇聯人乜都有，咁你都唔知佢係邊一個嚇。
So the best way to do is you try all the languages that you can.
所以咧，你就盡量每一個語言都同佢打招呼，同佢講試下。
Whichever they respond to, that's their language.
咁如果佢講你講嗰個話嘅時候，佢有反應，你就知道佢就係同佢講樣。
That's an important principle when it comes to bridging the gap with your children.
所以咧，我哋同細路仔咧要連結起嚟咧，就一定要咁樣學習。
One of my sons wants me to spend time just sitting with him playing video games or watching him play.
咁我個有一個仔咧就好中意我坐喺度睇佢玩 video game 嘅。
And he has to sit on my lap when he does that.
咁佢咧又最中意坐喺我膝頭哥玩。
For another son, it's important for me to take him to buy toys.
咁另外一個仔咧就最中意咧就係我帶佢去買玩具。
But interestingly, he is not a greedy person.
但係呢個仔咧又唔係話貪心嘅喎。
Oftentimes we go shopping and the other son wants something.And this son says, no, you spent too much money on us already.
咁咧，因為咧，另外一個咧就話，又買呢樣買嗰樣。但係相反咧，呢個仔咧就話，已經用咗好多錢啦。
Many times he'd actually tell his brother to put things back on the shelf because we've spent too much money already this week.
咁佢咧好多時就提佢自己兄弟啊，你啲嘢執翻好擺喺個櫃度，因為呢個星期已經用咗好多錢買新嘅嘢啦。
But for some reason he likes it when I go there and I offer it to him.
但是呢当我去到那个玩具铺的时候呢牧师买这样东西给他啦那他就很开心。
So do you see there's a difference, the different children, different ways of loving them?
所以呢看到两个小孩的性格他是要求是不同的。
I would like to take questions now. I think that I've spoken a lot already and it's important.
那或者我们听讲到这里可以牧师跟大家有些问题的解答。
Oh, And I need to give you my last handout while that question is being.
哦，仲有一個資料可以派俾大家嘅。
It is from a workshop I've done previously.
咁呢個資料咧係我之前做一個講座嘅資料嚟嘅，都可以啊俾大家。
It gives you. It's actually a little bit more academic.
咁你
more information.
咁呢個資料咧就學術性多啲嘅。
And it's very useful, I think, but you have to read it through.
Yeah. 如果個小朋友佢teenage 啦，咁佢唔中意結交中國人，咁佢成日覺得因為嗰啲 Asian 咁樣，咁做父母需唔需要俾一個觀念佢，你係中國人嚟嘅咁？呢個係我第一個問題。
Her teenage son doesn't 一個個問題啦，好嘛 ？Her teenage son doesn't want to associate with Chinese.She doesn't want it. So what should the parent do?
Okay. Yeah. I went through that stage when I was younger.
牧師嗰時長大青年時期都曾經嘗試過咁。
Because I didn't grow up with Chinese people.
因為牧師嗰時咧嚇學校裏邊冇乜中國人。
I had a very a stereotype view of what Chinese people were like.
咁嗰時牧師咧思想咧就對中國人咧有個定型啊。
For your teenager, your son, I would suggest that you just show him love.
第一，我哋要係愛錫，同樣咁愛錫佢。
Give him opportunities to meet Chinese people, but don't force him.
我哋俾機會，製造一啲機會，佢同中國人有交流接觸嘅時間，但係我哋唔好強迫佢。
If you have the ability to communicate well with him,
咁如果你係同你嘅仔女好容易傾偈溝通咧？
Find out why he doesn't like to associate with Chinese.
你聽下，問下佢係點解佢唔中意同中國人溝即係來往呢
？It might be just one thing.
可能係一樣好簡單嘅嘢。
Maybe he thinks that certain Chinese people are too materialistic.
或者佢覺得有啲中國人係好物質主義呢
？Or maybe it's rebellion against something that a Chinese person has done to him in the past.
或者佢以前對一啲中國嘅朋友有一啲誤解或者唔開心嘅。唔愉快嘅事咧。
The notes actually give that I just handed out give you some suggestions how to do that, how to connect him with Chinese people.
咁頭先俾大家個資料手頭上咧，都裏邊有一啲講到呢個問題。
The key is to expose him to the opposite reality that he has in his mind.
就可以將佢思想裏邊一啲錯誤嘅觀念可以矯正。
It just might be that he's going through a stage in which he doesn't like himself deep down inside for some reason.
或者咧係反映到佢其實咧係對自己自我嘅形象係一個反叛。
So you need to affirm him as a person.
所以我哋父母咧要矯正，我哋要更正佢嗰個思想。
Really build up his self-esteem.
先咧，我哋就係俾佢一個健康嘅自我形象。
In meaningful ways.
是有意義的。
Don't be fake. Like be very sincere in loving him. Find the qualities that are good about him.
俾佢睇到佢自己一啲好嘅品格。
And really encourage him.
係去鼓勵鼓舞佢，唔係話要點樣壓制佢。
He might be good at sports. He might be good at video games. He might be good at some subjects in school. He might be a good talker, he might be a good thinker, he might be very helpful, he might be very, very, very compassionate, he might be very artistic. Affirm him for who he is.
我哋要睇到个细路仔佢嘅优质嘅品格，譬如佢系好友善，或者佢系思绪想好叻嘅谂嘢，或者佢系有一啲科目里边系好叻嘅，或者佢音乐体操边一方面系佢嘅强项，我哋喺嗰方面我哋鼓励佢。
A person who is Chinese that doesn't like Chinese people, some way doesn't like themselves.
因為如果一個中國嘅青年人佢自己唔中意中國人咧，其實咧佢係對自己自我嘅形象咧係有一個偏差嘅誤解。
I experienced that because I grew up in a non-Chinese environment.
我自己長大咧都喺一個白人嘅社會裏邊。
I think in Scarborough and Richmond Hill and Toronto, it's a little bit different.
咁我哋喺士加堡啊，喺墨城啊，喺多倫多咧都比較好啲。
But still, try to find out why he doesn't like Chinese people.
所以我哋真係要同佢傾偈，了解點解佢內心係有呢個反叛，唔喜歡啊同中國人來往。
My son, I asked him the other day if he's Chinese, the younger one.
咁我又問，有一次我問個細仔，你係咪中國人？
And he said, "No, I'm English."
佢唔係，我係。是英國人，是加拿大人。
It broke my heart.
咁譚牧師嘅心都碎啦。
But I asked him why did he say that?
咁佢問佢點解咁講咧
？It's because he doesn't speak Chinese.
佢因為我唔識講廣東話。
Now, is that all it means to be Chinese to have the language?
咁佢係咪所有中國人一定要識講廣東話咧
？I didn't carry on the conversation.
咁我就冇再同佢講入去。
He's quite young right now. I'll wait till he gets a little bit older.
佢而家仲係好細，等佢大少少，我再同佢講。
I'll show him that being Chinese is more than just the language.
因為我哋做中國人唔係話淨係一定要識講中文。
But we're pushing him to take, I take them to Mandarin classes.
咁而家咧，牧師又帶佢哋去學國語班。
And they really hate it.
佢好唔中意。
They took Mandarin classes at their old school, and their Mandarin teacher died.
咁佢個國語老師真係過咗身做牌。
And I could see my son, he was sad because he liked her, but he was inwards very happy.
佢個國語老師過咗身，咁其實佢就係好傷心，但係其實你睇到內心又好開心，又唔使去上國語班啦。
But he really hates this Mandarin class.
所以真係唔中意上中文。
When I took Cantonese class, I was a grade 8 and there's kids in grade 3 in my class.
因為牧師上國語班嘅時候咧，佢自己就八年班，但係同埋班咧嗰啲三年班同學一齊上。
So I really hated it.
所以我都好唔中意。
But now I really regret it. I've tried to learn Mandarin 4 or 5 times afterwards.
咁啊，牧師真係後期咧真係後悔。
But this is what I told my son. I tried to bribe him a little bit. I tried to tell him, you know, just give it a try, see how it goes, and we'll give you some rewards if you do it.
咁牧師都唔停咁樣鼓勵佢嚇，即係俾佢叫佢不唔停咁嘗試。
But he's very smart. He said to me, "Daddy, I'll never learn the language unless we speak it at home."
佢話。咁佢係牧師啊，佢話爹哋啊，如果我哋屋企都唔講呢個語言，唔講國語，咁我點樣學到咧
？That's like he gave up his piano lessons until my wife started taking piano lessons with him。
咁佢話我嗰時唔個仔又唔肯學琴，直至佢太太一齊同佢學琴，咁佢先學。
So, I'm gonna try taking some Mandarin lessons。
咁所以遲啲咧，我自己都準備再繼續學國語啦。
He'll see that I'm struggling with it also。
咁佢就睇到啊，爹哋咧都係有困難嘅學國語。
That's the living out part, you know.
所以我哋真係要同佢活出呢個信仰。
If I see it's important enough for me to struggle through it, then he will see it's important enough for him to struggle through it.
所以佢睇到就算係困難，爹哋都係咁樣去學，咁佢都會同樣跟住我。
That's a long answer to a short question.
Yeah.
Okay. 我第二個問題咧就係話，最近啲新聞成日都講 smoking 啊喺學校。咁如果個 teenage 啱啱去 high school。咁如果學校係有人賣，即我唔知佢哋係吸咩啊？有當然香煙係出邊賣一包包，但係我聽有啲係叫做吸嗰啲 V 或者 Herb 嗰啲係百，我哋買幾多個 gram 咁，嗰啲係咩東西？同埋嗰個害處係點樣
？Yeah, she's concerned with the teenagers smoking. Maybe they are not just smoking a cigarette, but perhaps some drugs or substance abuse.
I consider that crossing a line.
咁呢個係嚴重嘅，其實。
Yeah, I don't think we should be. I don't think you should be flexible in that area.
呢一樣嘢咧，我哋父母係有一個底線嘅。
Because first of all, it's illegal for them to smoke, right?
第一咧，佢哋未有吸煙呢個年紀。
Cigarettes and anything like a drug, it's all illegal.
特別係如果呢個軟性嘅毒品咧，更加係犯法嘅。即係佢未到年紀吸煙已經係犯法啦。
I would tell my teenagers why I disagree with them smoking.
所以我會同佢解釋點解父母反對佢吸煙。
But this is very important.
或者吸毒，呢個好重要嘅。
It's wrong because it's bad for your health, but also because it's illegal.
第一係對佢健康唔好，第二係非法嘅。
But biblically, it's not that wrong.
但係喺聖經裏邊咧，又唔係話咁錯喎。
Because a lot of great Christians in the past smoked.
因為有好多好好嘅。信徒咧，以前咧，佢哋即係都有吸煙。
Charles Spurgeon is a very famous Baptist preacher.
有一個啊浸會嘅教會領袖，呢個 Charles Spurgeon， 佢係吸煙嘅。
There's nobody more conservative than him.
咁佢係一個好保守派嘅啊神學家。
They called him the last of the great Puritans. His sermons are so famous.
因為佢講嘅道咧係好出名嘅，佢係一個清教徒，即係好偉大嘅神學家嚟嘅。
He smoked.
但係佢又吸煙喎。
And they named a tobacco after him.
咁
a brand of tobacco.
簡直有一餅一個吸煙啊煙牌子係用佢嘅名嘅。
And that's why he stopped actually.
咁所以咧後屘佢就停咗啦，唔吸煙啦。
He saw a poster in London that said the tobacco that Charles Spurgeon smokes.
所以嗰個煙廠咧就用咗佢嘅名喺英國裏邊，話呢一牌子咧就係佢吸嘅煙啦。
How bad medically is smoking as compared to say, eating too much sugar or having too much salt or other bad foods for you? You know, eating a lot of preserved foods or a lot of those things are bad for you physically as well.
咁啊，吸煙對身體有危害，但係同樣即係食好甜啊，或者好鹹啊，或者好多味啊，調呢、這個叫做啊防腐劑啊，咁都係對身體唔好好嘅。
But the problem with smoking is that it's addictive, right?
但係問題就係呢個係一個沉溺嚟嘅。
And it's more addictive. Nicotine is more addictive than in marijuana.
咁 nicotine 咧係啊，好容易令到細路仔沉溺。
So some teens will argue successfully that.It is safer to have marijuana than is to smoke.
咁啊，亦都有話啊，吸食呢個大麻咧，仲冇咁容易上癮喎。
I would argue that to my sons, if they had that issue, that whatever the case, it's illegal, so you can't do it.
所以咧，同細路仔要講清楚就係，無論係點樣情形，都唔可以吸毒吸煙。
Because the more you argue against smoking when they're a teenager, as soon as they're able to do it as an adult, they'll start doing it.
因為咧，你同佢
The more you argue against it when they're a teenager, the more they'll be want to try it when they become an adult.
Oh, 佢話當我哋父母咧成日同佢拗叫限制青年人嗰時，唔俾佢吸煙咧，到佢一有合法年紀嘅時候咧，佢就去做噶啦。
I'll just explain to my son, hey, it's really stupid to smoke.
咁佢又同個仔解釋，其實吸煙咧係好愚蠢嘅事。
Look what's going to happen to your lungs. Look how much money you'll spend.
佢睇下你用幾多錢，你睇下你嗰個。肺啊，會變咗點樣
？You can go to online to YouTube and see and hear stories. See people with the tube in their neck and they can't speak properly because they had lung cancer, throat cancer, and all that sort of stuff.
咁所以喺 YouTube 咧，佢亦都可以睇到有啲人咧，佢食吸食太多煙啦，佢成個喉嚨咧都係生曬 cancer， 以致咧佢講唔到説話，要用一啲管啊插住喺度。
I'll tell them that you know it's not 100% guaranteed, but it's pretty high chance.If you start smoking, you're going to end up with like these people.
所以咧，其實啊，醫學上已經研究話，你唔係一定係會生 cancer， 不過咧個成數都好高。
Because it's highly addictive.
因為係好容易沉溺喺裏邊嘅。
I can introduce them to relatives that smoked and they really. 嚇，
有啲親戚嘅個案亦都係咁嚇，好容易上癮噶啦。
Now tell them it's your decision.
所以你要做呢個決定。
After you become an adult, it's your decision.
你自己成人嘅時候，你要做一個明智有智慧嘅決定。
But for the same reason, I didn't let you play with a knife when you were 3 years old. I don't let you smoke cigarettes. It's dangerous, but also it's illegal.
所以咧，同樣我因為保護你嚇，細個嗰時我唔俾你玩刀玩火，而家咧就叫你唔好吸煙、吸毒。
I love you too much to allow that.To allow you to kill yourself that way.
所以我係因為愛錫你，我唔想你傷害到自己。
And they will respect you for that boundary.
咁佢就會知道明白，佢就會尊敬你自己嘅決定，父母嘅決定。
I have a friend who was into drugs in Brampton.
咁牧師喺 Brampton 嗰時有一個朋友，佢就係吸毒嘅。
He was a drug dealer.
佢係自己一個啊。
But he
販毒嘅。
Yeah, he was quite successful.
佢係毒販，好成功嘅毒販。
But I didn't know it. He used to go to my high school to deal.
佢嗰陣時同我喺同個學中學。
And his father was a pastor.
佢爸爸係牧師嚟嘅。
His father found some marijuana plants in his house.
佢爸爸咧就喺 backyard 揾到一啲一啲大麻嘅大麻種喺度。
And his father turned him into the police.
咁佢爸爸咧就通知咗警察。
It shook him up. It scared him.
咁嗰陣時佢就好驚，
佢
佢冇嗰陣時仲年青，唔使去坐監。
But he had a record.
但係佢喺佢個啊有一個案底。
And Jeff cleaned up afterwards.
咁後屘咧，佢呢個年青人咧就自己即係戒咗毒啦。
Yeah, he became a missionary actually.
咁後屘咧，佢就成為一個宣教士。
I knew him as a very good Christian. He went to Africa, had four girls, and he started becoming. He actually was quite involved with missions afterwards.
咁後屘佢就去咗非洲啊，做咗宣教士。
But it took his father applying a little bit of tough love to him in order for him to clean up.
但係咧嗰陣時咧，佢爸爸真係要係企硬揸正啊，唔俾佢喺呢個毒品上邊有呢、這個啊吸毒。
Yeah, they smoke outside of home. So how would the parent know?
Well,
they won't smoke at home, eh? So the parent won't know.
There's only so much you can do if that's the case, right? There's not much you can do. You can tell if they smell of smoke.
你聞到嘅，可能係佢衣服啊，係佢嘅口腔，你聞到嘅。
You can talk to them honestly and say, "Son, I have no proof, but I suspect that you're smoking and you're doing other these drugs."
咁你可以同佢講，係父母。我可能冇揸到咩嘢實例嘅證據，但係我懷疑可能你啊而家嘗試緊呢啲嘢。
But I will not allow you to do it in our house.
但係咧，你係唔可以喺屋企吸毒吸煙。
If I find you're taking drugs here, I will report you to the police.
如果你喺屋企吸毒咧，我一定係通知警察。
If I find that someone is providing those cigarettes for you, I will report them to the police.
如果我知道係邊個啊販毒賣呢啲毒品俾你啊，我都會通知警察。
Yeah.And that's all you can do, and really pray for them a lot.
So we are really need to pray for them.
Will the school notify the police?
I'm not sure if the schools will do it or not, but I think they should. You should get the schools to do it because if it's on school property, they have a responsibility, right?
If they are in the school area, the school has the right to do it.
Yeah, I would report it to the school and say, you know, I realize that you cannot control them.But on school property, you have a responsibility to make sure they're not giving cigarettes to minors, or they're not giving drugs, especially drugs, but cigarettes even. You know, a person from a convenience store, they sell cigarettes to a minor, then they can be charged, right?
即係就算喺一個便利店咧，佢哋係未有呢個合法年紀嘅時候咧，便利店賣煙啊，俾佢哋都係非法嘅。所以咧喺學校咧，佢哋係喺學校範圍裏邊咧，學校係有權係叫警察嚟捉佢哋嘅，拉佢哋嘅。
Your son might hate you for that.
但係你要預備你嘅仔咧，會好嬲你。
But someday he'll love you for it.
嚇。
Yeah.
Thank you. 華人子弟嘅嗰啲父母。
你講，
我講曬先 ，OK。我諗華人子弟嘅父母咧，都會遇到呢啲情形嘅時候咧，佢哋未必去報警，因為咧好覺得如果佢個仔女喺警方啊有啲記錄嘅時候咧，會影響佢嘅前途嚇。咁我教會都曾經有父母喺佢個仔嘅 van 仔嗰度，個仔星期六星期日用 van 仔。借架車去出街，後屘個媽媽翻嚟發現有包嘢，咁佢估係大麻，佢估係大麻，但係總之係冇報警嘅。我想佢不了了之，即係個媽媽都好驚，因為佢好彩佢發現咗，如果咪俾差人喺佢揸緊車嘅時候發現咧，佢就有麻煩。咁所以其實係咪真係要硬心腸要去報警，還是係有？另外一啲方法咧，同埋對佢嘅前途有幾多個影響咧？呢個係華人父母好關心嘅一件事。多謝。
I want to be very sympathetic when in my response.
嗱，我要呢度好同情嗰個父母嚇。
Because it's a very difficult situation when your child is like that.
因為父母嘅心腸即係都係好傷痛，特別如果自己仔女係咁樣。
And it breaks your heart.
真係個心係碎嘅，如果自己仔女係咁。
And you want them to have a clear record for the future.
你想你個仔女冇留到案底。
But if they are a minor, if they're under the age of 18 years old.
但係如果佢係18歲以下咧，咁佢係一個 minor 啦，未成年啦。
It's better to report them early and have it, the record wiped out when they become an adult.
所以咧，係如果佢早嘅時候咧，佢犯咗呢個法咧，呢個 record 係斷住佢年景係即係漸漸冇咗消失嘅。
It'd be far worse for them to continue on the path, and then later on, as an adult, get into lots of problems.
因為咧問題就係，如果佢繼續呢個生活方式咧，漸漸佢有第二啲犯法嘅事，而佢成年人嗰時要負起呢個非法嘅後果。
And I'm not sure legally if a minor smokes, whether or not he or she will get into as much trouble as a person who supplies them the cigarettes. Right.
牧師唔清楚係咪因為我哋未成年嘅人吸煙係有好嚴重嘅後果，還是係嗰個賣煙或者俾煙仔佢食嘅人更加嚴重嘅後果
？That person should be responsible. That person is the one you should report.
因為咧我哋要嚇。Yeah.要報警的呢是拉那個挑逗漏他或者給這些毒品這些煙他的人
I would be progressively more strict with my son or daughter but depends on their personality
所以呢我們也要了解我們自己的子女的品格呢他的脾性呢
Some children if you just talk to them and you shame them that's enough
有些小孩子呢父母只是要跟他說清楚令到佢好羞愧，佢就已經會停止唔做噶啦。
But others you need to be tough with them.
但係有啲細路仔好恩皮嘅，父母咧要一次再次再次咁樣去同佢好嚴厲咁樣警告佢。
So punishment is important, but only according to the person, the teenager.
所以我哋同佢警戒佢罰佢咧係重要，但係我哋亦都要因佢嘅性格品格去教導。
But it's your right as well as your responsibility.To use the law as it's been given to protect your children.
所以咧，我哋父母亦都係有呢個權利同責任去用現有嗰個司法嘅制度去教導我嘅仔女。
My sister's sons are all, children are almost all grown up now.
我嘅家姐咧嘅仔女都大曬成年人啦。
And she reported some people in the school playground before when they're younger selling drugs to the children.
咁佢家姐咧嗰陣時咧喺學校裏邊有一啲毒販喺度賣呢啲毒品俾啲學生，咁佢就報咗警。
The other kids threatened my sister's children, saying that they're going to come get your family.
咁咧嗰陣時嗰啲毒販咧就去恐嚇佢啲仔女。
Nothing happened.
但係其實乜嘢都冇發生到。
It might be different here.
唔知道而家嘅情形係點。
But you can ask for a certain degree of anonymousness, right? Anonymity.
但係咧，你報警嘅時候，你亦都可以要求你唔留名、唔公開你嘅姓名。
The best thing is if you can get several parents together.
最好咧就係幾個家長一齊去舉報呢啲人。
Thank you. Hi, I have a son. He's 11 years old, and every year at that time, October, the Halloween, right?And since, you know, he keep on asking me, can I go out to trick or treat、yes. with his friends?He keep on asking me every day since even when, you know, the school just start in September.、Mm-hmm. He already prepare what he want to, you know, put on this costume. And he keep on asking me every day. And last week, he asked me to pray with him, ask God,can he go with his friend?
He's so spiritual.
Yeah, because he knows I never bring him out, you know, since when he's very small. And last night, he told me, Mom, you know what? I have a gut feeling. God told me I can go out to trick or treat with my friend. Only once before he's going to 12. That's what he told me. And I don't know how to, you know, react.
Yeah. Do we need to translate that question? My response is similar to what James Dobson says about that.
James Dobson 就咁樣教我哋嘅。
Do you know who Dr. James Dobson is?
Dr. James Dobson 就係呢個 Focus on the Family 嘅創辦人。
Quite famous. He feels that Halloween is one of those gray areas.
佢因為咧呢個萬聖節咧係一個灰色嘅地帶。
Because of the culture.
因為個文化。
Yes, it has demonic roots.
因為咧呢個係有撒旦嗰個根源喺裏邊啦，嗰個背景啦。
But even Christmas has some pagan mixture in it.
咁但係聖誕節咧，亦都係有一啲啊外邦人嗰個背景喺裏邊嘅。
It's like a lot of the Chinese rituals.
即係好似中國咧，有啲節日咧都係有一啲背景文化喺裏邊。
How much of kung fu is right out of Buddhism or whatever?
即係好似我哋中國好多功夫咧，都係有呢個佛教嘅思想喺裏邊。
We live in a very syncretistic culture, a culture with a lot of mixtures.
咁我哋住喺呢個世界裏邊咧，就係夾雜咗好多唔同嘅文化、哲學啊、宗教嘅背景喺裏邊。
For children, they see Halloween as just a fun time.
對細路仔咧，呢個萬聖節 Halloween 咧係一個好玩嘅節日。
They don't see it as if they dress up.They don't see it as celebrating demonic stuff.
佢哋喺度著衫扮嘢嘅時候咧，佢唔覺得係撒旦嘅啊慶祝撒旦嘅勢力。
They wear costumes like dogs or cats or Star Wars or Iron Man or you know or you know what do you call it strawberry shortcake or those kind of costumes.
因為佢哋著好多好好玩啊，或者電影裏邊嘅角色嘅服飾啊咁樣，佢哋覺得係好玩。
Our church has that Hallelujah party as an alternative.
咁城北華基咧就有一個 Hallelujah 嘅 party， 就代替咗呢個 Halloween 嘅節日。
So my children will go to that instead.
咁所以我啲細路仔咧就去呢個教會嘅 Hallelujah party。
And a lot of other churches have these things, so you can go to their church for that Halloween.
咁其他教會咧都有第二啲啊選擇嘅節日。
But my recommendation is not to force them to do either.
但係咧，我哋家長咧就唔好強迫佢。
Explain to them that there are some demonic roots of Halloween.
解釋俾佢聽呢個萬聖節咧嗰個背景係有一啲撒旦嘅背景嗰個夾雜喺裏邊。
But insist upon some things. Insist upon no evil costumes.
但係咧就提議鼓勵佢哋咧就唔好著一啲係呢啲啊撒旦魔鬼或者黑勢力嘅服裝服飾。
If they go trick or treating, make sure it's safe. You go with them.
如果佢哋去啊攞糖嘅時候咧，你 make sure 你同埋佢有大人同佢保護佢，等佢安全。
My sons, they really were excited about Halloween trick or treating.
因為我細路仔咧都好中意去攞糖。
And I allowed them to go.
咁我都係俾佢去嘅。
I went with them.
我同埋佢去。
And now they're bored. They don't want to go anymore.
咁而家佢哋都玩到悶曬，都唔想去啦。
We just went in our neighborhood，
因為淨係喺我哋鄰居附近咁樣。
And they wore like animal costumes。
咁佢著咧動物嘅服飾。
It was funny because my youngest son, he tried to change it。
因為我個細嘅仔咧就想變換佢嘅服裝。
We had a chance to give a testimony to our neighbors because of that。
咁佢哋咧就變換個服飾，可以喺個鄰居裏邊做見證。
Because we had candies and we put them in his bag and he gave the candies out to people.
咁佢咧就帶住啲糖去派糖。
And he gave them to our neighbors. He gave our candies to our neighbors.
佢咧將自己屋企帶去嘅糖派俾個鄰居。
And they're saying, "Oh, he's such a nice boy. Why is he doing that?"
咁嗰鄰居就話：啊，呢個細路仔真係好啦。點解佢會咁做呢？
And we are telling them that we believe in giving, not just receiving those kind of things.
所以咧，佢個仔就同人哋講，同鄰居講話。因為我係覺得施予比啊接受更加有福。
Some people give out tracts, you know, at Halloween time.
有一啲人咧，信徒係中意俾啊呢個福音傳單派出去。
Some people just leave the house and they go somewhere for dinner and they don't have anything, so the door is closed and all is dark at Halloween.
咁有啲咧就係啊出咗去熄曬燈咁就啊避過咗呢個 Halloween。
But I see a lot of Christians. I know they will still give out treats because.It's an opportunity to meet all the children in the neighborhood.
咁我又睇到有好多人都中意呢個機會咧，接觸喺鄰居嘅細路仔。
And the older kids and the parents, they know if someone is away just because of Halloween, right? If your house is always people in the evening time and only on Halloween you have nobody there, then they know that you're doing it on purpose.
咁如果你啊日日夜晚都喺屋企，但係淨係 Halloween 嗰日咧，你就熄曬燈，咁個個都知道，即係你鄰居都知道啦。
For non-Christians, it becomes a very it reinforces their stereotype of Christians are just people that are have no fun, and that Christians are people that say no to everything.
咁變咗咧，你嗰啲唔信嘅鄰居咧就覺得啊，基督徒咧都係唔識得享樂嘅，都 no fun 嘅，冇玩嘅嚇，淨係咧啊，即係對我哋嘅文化咧係 say no 嘅。
Christians get people non-Christians get the impression that Christians are just negative people that are against things. They are not for anything else.
就覺得啊，基督徒咧有一個即係佢對我有一個定型一個誤解，就好可能咧，我哋時時都係唔參與嚇，時時都係啊反對一啲好玩嘅潮流文化。
So try to get your children to see the positive side and opportunity for all of these things.
所以咧，其實咧，我哋相反，我哋啊 instead of 即係被動逃避咁形式咧，我哋係進一步，我哋係參與俾我細路仔，但係喺正面方面參與。
Very quick example. Very very quick example.
嗱，呢個一個好例。
A few years ago, the Dalai Lama came to Toronto.
咁啊，嗰陣時啊，呢個 Dalai Lama 就嚟到多倫多。
And he did a prayer session downtown Harbourfront. He had a very big prayer session.
咁就喺湖邊多倫多湖邊嗰度咧，佢就做一個好大嘅祈禱聚會。
And there's some very special Buddhist prayers that was supposed to unleash some Buddhist some spirits or something.
咁嗰陣時咧就好大嘅宣傳，有好多佛教嘅儀式啦。
A lot of the churches.Especially the Chinese churches in Toronto became very afraid.
咁嗰時咧，我哋華人教會咧都好驚惶啊。
Because here we're going to be attacked by a bunch of Buddhists, and there's going to be all this demonic warfare, spiritual warfare. I remember getting at least 10 emails about it. People warning me about the Dalai Lama coming.
咁牧師嗰時都記得有成最低限度有十個 email 係啊提醒牧師，即係驚嗰時係好多撒旦嘅攻擊。
But there was another email that I thought was even better.
但係有一個 email 咧係好好嘅。
It was from a church
喺一間教會度
that decided to hold a Tibetan festival instead.
咁咧就係啊決定咧喺佢教會咧做一個西藏嘅節嘅慶祝節日。
They invited the Dalai Lama to come to their Tibetan festival.
咁佢就邀請呢個達賴喇嘛嚟佢嘅教會。
The Dalai Lama said he couldn't come, but he sent somebody else there.
咁達賴就唔嚟佢教會，就派咗代表。
And the church used it as an opportunity to reach out to the Tibetan people in Toronto.
咁呢個教會咧就用咗呢一個節日去接待嗰附近嗰啲啊西藏嘅人。
As far as I can tell, there was no great spiritual warfare. There wasn't any demonic forces that.There wasn't great spiritual warfare occurring during that time.
咁大家就知道，其實咧過後咧，大家睇到根本咧就唔係話一個屬靈嘅戰爭。
But that one church had the right idea. They used it as an opportunity to reach out.
但係嗰個教會咧就攞咗呢個啊機會去傳揚，更加正面咁樣去傳福音。
And one more example. My sister was worried that my son was going to his friends' houses and getting the bad influences from non-Christian people.
咁有一個朋友咧，佢又好怕啲細路去另外人哋屋企咧，就接收到一啲壞嘅信息。
She doesn't make a lot of money. Her husband is not very well off.
咁佢屋企唔係好多錢。
But they bought a big screen TV and some nice video games and had all their friends come to their house instead.
咁佢但係咧，佢哋花費好多買一個好大嘅 TV， 有好多 video game， 邀請好多附近鄰近嘅朋友嚟同佢細路玩。
And she taught her children to influence his friends rather than his friends influencing him.
咁佢就教佢啲仔女咧點樣去做領袖，去影響佢啲朋友仔，去帶領佢啲朋友仔。
It's a different perspective, right?
咁所以咧，我哋啊就可以進一步嚇做嗰個主導。
我諗我有少少分享，就係喺關於 Halloween 呢件事。首先我哋咧就解釋俾細蚊仔聽個 Halloween 係咩意思先，因為根本佢哋唔知道。咁我自己的做法就我自己嚟到加拿大嘅時候，我曾經認為呢個係依度嘅文化。咁我女係上中學嘅時候，佢哋開大 party， 我自己都著埋嗰啲衫，同佢哋去跳埋舞。你可以去參與埋你孩子嗰個 party， 我自己就曾經咁樣做，就係咁就盼時刻間俾佢翻嚟啊，咁樣樣一齊去。咁但係後期我了解咗 Halloween 嘅意義之後咧，嗰 Jack O' Lantern 嗰啲南瓜燈咧，就原來係引啲鬼嚟你個屋企嘅。咁當你知道呢個意義嘅時候，你仲擺唔擺？咁所以嚟講，我哋首先俾細蚊仔了解嗰個意義，好點解去做，點解唔去做先？咁我如果係一個分享就係、是，你不如喺屋企開個大 party。 請埋曬佢佢中意嗰啲朋友嚟，個個都扮曬嘅，你都扮埋曬嘅，俾佢好豐富好多嘢食，佢覺得好好玩嘅。咁啊，曾經又可同你信問者傳福音嘅，咁都係一個係方法咯。變咗佢覺得哇，仲好玩，仲有大把嘢食，爸爸媽媽又參加埋，我諗佢覺得好好玩，或者係一個佢好想去、好想去嘅地方啊。好想去的餐廳啊！你偏偏就安排嗰日，我係依日得閒去㗎啦。咁等佢等佢去揀或者點樣樣，我覺得呢個分享或者希望係幫到你啊。
By the way, that's similar to the issue of reading Harry Potter books, for example. Yeah, there are some demonic things and some witchcraft things in there. But you have to teach your children to be aware of it, and they will read it anyways. If you don't let them read it, they'll read it at school, for sure.
即係好似睇呢《Harry Potter》嗰本書嚇，裏邊係有一啲黑勢力啊，有啲啊撒旦嘅力量喺裏邊。但係咧，我哋就要教導我細路仔去分辨。佢係照樣會睇，你唔俾佢屋企睇，佢可能學校睇。但係你教變佢分辨嘅時候咧，佢可以去睇。
You can use it as a bridge to their world by you read it yourself and then talk to them about it。
或者最好我哋家長都花啲時間去睇下呢啲佢哋睇嘅書。以致我哋可以帶領佢引導佢點樣去睇。
問咧就係即係類頭先講係drug 嗰方面咧，咁係好清楚界定就係 illegal 啊。咁但係如果講到話premarital sex 嗰陣時候又點樣樣咧？因為而家都唔單止話係男同女啦，仲牽涉到係同性嗰方面添。咁好多時候入到去preteens 嗰啲青年男女嘅青少年啦，咁佢哋身體嘅變化，特別係男仔啊，咁好容易會受媒介嗰啲pictures 嗰啲影響。咁呢一方面又點樣咧？
So my response is that you have to teach them to be very careful about these things. Some things are legal, but they're still very dangerous.
有啲嘢係合法，但係係好危險。
It's legal to drive a car at the age of 17, but it's still very dangerous.
你十七歲可以揸車，有牌你可有 license 你可以揸車，但係都係危險。
Knives and matches are legal, but they can cause a lot of problems.
正如好利嘅刀或者火柴呢啲，如果我哋唔識得去用佢，都會好危險。
So you teach your sons and daughters that there are some things they can do that are legal that are very dangerous.
所以我教導我仔女喺唔同嘅年紀裏邊，有啲嘢係合法，但係佢哋要好注意、好小心。
You can show them consequences.
要同佢講嗰個後果。
Yeah, I know a woman that a young girl that became pregnant very early in her life, and it was very difficult for her to go back to school.
因為細路有個細路女，佢好年青嘅時候佢就大咗肚。到後期佢好難先至翻到入翻學。
A lot of things are good for us, but may not be the best for us.
有啲嘢係對我哋係好，但係未必係最上好嘅嘢。
So you have to teach them to make good decisions.
所以我哋教導佢唔係話單單做好嘅決定、合法嘅決定，而係做揀嗰個最好、最上好嘅決定。
And how to recuperate or how to come back from bad decisions, because we all will make bad decisions.
咁如果佢因为有做咗错误嘅决定，要承受嘅后果嘅时候，我哋教导佢点样可以喺嗰个坏嘅后果里边反弹而得胜，可以再翻转头。
With premarital sex, yeah, I believe you should give them a curfew.
咁特別係佢婚前呢個性行為咧，特別係青少年咧，我哋家長係應該俾佢一個限制，夜晚幾點鐘翻嚟屋企。
But before they go to university, you have to give them a chance to learn by themselves.
但係最好係佢哋未入大學之前咧，我哋要教導佢。
James Dobson says that before his children went off to university, he and his wife went away.And allow them to have the house for their own party for one weekend.
咁啊 ，Dr. James Dobson 咧，就佢个细路仔未入大学之前咧，佢同佢太太咧就特别去离开屋企去旅行，以致佢个仔女咧就俾佢哋用成间屋开 party.
Because in a few months they're going to be by themselves anyways.
佢因为知道咧几个月后咧佢仔咧就离开屋企去大学里边寄宿啦。
So he told them, "I'm trusting you with the house."I don't want you to have a wild party. You can have some friends over, but I'm trusting you.
when they came back from their weekend, the house was fine. It was all clean.
咁佢话就同佢细路讲，佢话我信任父母，信任你。我知道你第日迟几个月你都要离开屋企。我信任将呢间屋交俾你，你可以叫朋友邀请朋友嚟 party， 但系你有个责任去保护啊各方面嘅嘢，亦都自己有嗰个节制。
So his children realized that he trusted him, and they responded well. Some kids might not.
嗱，佢呢个情形就系佢个细路仔咧，系嗰个好负责任吓，咁佢知道父母俾信任佢嘅时候，佢自己亦都尽责。
But if they know that you love them and that you're very disappointed by what they did, I think it will change their hearts.
所以如果佢父母啊系可以触动到佢嘅心吓，感动触动到佢嘅心嘅时候。佢係可以學習更加好，更加啊有啊對自己有呢個責任。
I have what do you call it internet blockers on my computer。
喺我自己嘅電腦裏邊咧，我就 set 咗好多 block 嘅，限制住有啲壞嘅網頁唔嚟到嘅。
Because they can't accidentally go into bad websites。
因為咧啊，佢哋唔會即係無端端嗰啲壞嘅網頁咧入到去嘅。
I might take them off later on。
咁佢牧師考慮咧，啲細路仔大啲嘅時候咧，佢都會除咗呢啲 blocker。
When he goes to university, he'll have access to whatever he wants。
因為佢細路仔去到大學嘅時候咧，乜嘢壞嘅網頁佢都可以上入去睇。
I just need to train them now to make good decisions。
所以我哋而家係要訓練佢，準備佢。
That's important。
呢個係好重要，等佢自己去做呢個抉擇。
My son knows that。In the internet, there are some doors to places where you shouldn't go.
因為我仔咧就知道有一啲 window 有啲門咧係壞嘅，佢唔應該上去嘅，入去嘅。
There's a woman from the church that I was at previously.
咁喺以前一個教會咧，有個姊妹就咁。
And she taught that to my son.
咁佢就教佢仔。
Because her daughter was a very good daughter until the end of high school.
咁佢女一路都好乖，直至到佢啊中學最後尾嗰年。
And she met a man on the internet and moved to the States to marry him.
咁佢喺呢個女咧就喺電郵裏邊呢個網絡裏邊認識一個男人，就搬咗去美國同佢結婚。
Never met him before.
從來未見過嘅，係網頁裏邊認識嘅啫。
She never knew until she told her daughter told her that she was going to go moving away.
佢呢個女人呢個姊妹咧根本唔知自己嘅女已經係咁樣，即係同呢個男人咁多嘅接觸。
And this woman spent, I guess, about 10 years helping her daughter go through her marriage.
咁呢個姊妹咧就用咗十年嘅時間去陪佢個女。
And her daughter is divorced and back in Canada living with them now.
咁而家終於佢個女就同美國呢個男人離咗婚，就翻翻嚟。
It's sad, but it doesn't have to be tragic.
呢個係好慘悲慘嘅事，但係唔需要係即係冇曬希望咁慘嘅。
Her daughter has learned, become a lot more mature now.
咁而家佢嘅女係非常之成熟，學習咗。
He started a new life.
佢開始一個人生另一個新嘅生。
It was a 10 or 15 year lesson, but it was a lesson nevertheless.
即係佢用咗成十幾年生命去學呢個好寶貴嘅功課。
But she told my son.
但係佢教佢嘅仔。
About that, not in the way that scare him, but just said, you know, sometimes you can make mistakes.
佢講出嚟唔係嚇呢啲細路仔，而係教導佢。呢啲後果係你要即係如果你做壞嘅決定係有一個好壞嘅後果。
But I think you can't protect your children from everything.
所以父母唔可以話即係所有嘅嘢都保護佢。
But the really sad part was that she didn't know until her daughter told her she's going to move out to move to this guy.
但係最悲慘嘅啫，因為佢發現得太遲啦，佢個女都準備係搬落去美國同呢個男人結婚。
So there's some communication breakdown.
所以嗰個溝通裏邊咧係有問題，出咗問題。
But some people always have to learn the hard way.
但係有陣時啊，真係一個好難嘅啊學習。咁我哋啊停喺呢度啦。
Let us pray.
Do I need to translate the prayer?
I think it's okay to pray in English, isn't it?
Okay.
I'll pray in English then. Okay. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you for these women and men here. I thank you that you've called them to the most difficult task in the world, but you're
word has promised that you will be with them, that mistakes will not be unchangeable, and that even in our failures, you are there helping us to come back. No matter how dark it seems in situations, we can be like Job. We can cry out to you and you will answer. And we have to just trust you to hold on to the rock of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for all of the parents here that are struggling with their children, whether young children or adult children or teenage children, that you'll remind them of the scripture that says in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that your divine power has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness, that you will be there for us, that there is a way out, that the dark tunnel does have an ending. Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom to raise up our children in a way that is full of love. I pray, Lord, for protection for every family that is here, for a hedge or a wall around them. Lord, because there are so many forces that would seek to influence our children, evil forces, people who would influence them, take advantage of them, that would hurt them or lead them astray. Lord, I pray that you will build up the churches that are connected to these families. Their youth groups would be stronger. That community would be built up there. And that their children would be comfortable attending the church and being in the right crowds. But Lord, at the end of the day, they are your children as well. And so we trust them into your hands. I ask that you would give confidence through these parents to parent with courage, to release their children if necessary, to be tough, and to set boundaries that are tough when necessary. Give us wisdom as Solomon, we pray, to know how to lead our own families. And I pray that even out of this group, many children would be raised up that would glorify you, that would say, that would bless their parents in their old age and be a shining testimony of your grace. Thank you, Father, for parents. Help us to gauge our success by your word and not just by earthly success. Help us to love you and to love our children as Christ loved us. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.